Luke asked R2-D2 to bring up an infrared image of the unknown object. What looked like a collection of palpitating blood cells appeared on Mara's display screen. Each cell had an irregular white heart, surrounded by a pink halo, and they were all connected by a tangled web of flowing red dashes. Saba rose and turned to leave the flight deck.
This one will take the Stealth X and reconnoiter.
Better hold tight, Mara said. On the infrared display, a string of tiny white circles was flaring to life near the center of the unknown object. At least until we know what those are. The circles began to swirl and grow larger. Mara didn't even try to count the number, but there had to be over 100 of them. She initiated a series of automated systems checks to warn the Shadow's battle circuits. Lower. The Shadow's retractable laser cannons dropped into firing position as Luke anticipated Mara's order. She armed the proton torpedoes and opened the firing tube doors. R2, tell Nana to put Ben in his crash couch, Luke ordered. Nobody said they were shooting, Luke said. We just want to be ready. Really? Luke responded. That many? Mara glanced at the corner of her display and saw a counter quickly adding numbers. 500? She gasped. Who sends 500 craft to investigate one intruder? Mara checked her display, then asked, what old blink code? Imperial? Mara looked at the side of the canopy. The swarm had drawn close enough now to reveal the sleek, dart-shaped hulls of a small fighter craft stretched between the green nose strobes and the yellow rocket tails. In the closest vessel, she could barely make out a pair of curved antennae pressed against the interior of a low cockpit canopy, and there were two bulbous black eyes peering out at her. As in Palpatine's Empire? Then tell us what they're saying, Luke ordered. The message appeared on Mara's display.
Lysel welcomes you. Please, all arrivals, may please enter through the central portal, please.